lâu mà nói chuyện.
Okay, both tapes are started again. When you talked to DIA, they did not, you have said that they told you they would pass your information on to Congress, and if Congress wanted you polygraphed, then they would polygraph you. DIA did not ask you to submit to a polygraph test for them right then on your...
Liền, liền cái lúc đó thì thì mấy người ở trong bộ quốc phòng không có biểu ông rằng xin ông cho đặt cái máy dò sự thật liền lúc đó, không phải vậy đâu.
Không, không. No, bảo no. Là sau trình quốc hội xong rồi, nếu mà cần thiết thì làm như vậy. Và tiếp theo nữa lại nói rằng thì là từ nay về sau nếu mà khi mà chúng tôi cần hỏi han gì thì tôi đã nhận lời là tôi bằng lòng, nhưng mà yêu cầu tôi là tôi có hỏi là thế thì như thế nào thì bảo là không cần cho hội cũng như cho bà anh gì biết hết cả, chỉ biết chúng tôi thôi.
They didn't ask me to take the lie detector test right there, but they say they wouldn't report to Congress, and it's very possible that they eventually wouldn't have to ask him to take the lie detector test. And they wouldn't inform him and invite him to come back. But from this moment on, do not communicate with Mrs. Ann, do not communicate with the families. He say, leave, but you know, he means he doesn't.
In other words, do not talk about it.
Yeah. Please ask him regarding the name of Nguyễn Hữu Đinh, because I think that they talk about that. Bây giờ ông nói lại cái đoạn mà cái bữa đó cũng có nói Nguyễn Hữu Định rồi, có nói Mai Văn A Ta biểu tiêu cái gì cái gì.
À dạ vâng, thì hôm đó thì tôi có nói rằng thì là hôm trước ông có hỏi tôi về ông Nguyễn Hữu Định thì tôi không biết gì cả, ông bảo đấy là tôi nhầm với một người khác.
Nhưng mà có nói Mai Văn A Ta.
Vâng, thế xong rồi, vâng, thế đấy.
He has said, till today you asked me about a person named Nguyễn Hữu Định, who is he? And then Bob Destate say, Miss, no, it's another person that is another person.
Say the name, Mrs. Ann, very distinctly.
Yeah. I asked till today on the phone, you mentioned about Nguyễn Hữu Định, and let me explain. Nguyễn Hữu Định is another refugee who just came from a camp in Southeast Asia, and he also has live sighting reports, and he is under investigation by the same Defense Department many, many hours,
okay.
Days.
Okay. When you...
It's not true about Nguyễn Hữu Đinh. Let me finish. Let him
okay.
Finish.
Go ahead.
Ông mới nói sao? Những cái vụ máy bắn A Ta sao?
À, sau đó thì...
ông nhớ lại. Yeah, he has mentioned Mai Văn A Ta something.
Tôi có nhắc đi nhắc lại nhiều lần về vấn đề xin giữ thật tối mật cho tôi. Đó là vì vấn đề an ninh cho bản thân tôi, cho đời sống tôi.
I have repeated several times the request that you must keep strict confidentiality because my life is on the line.
Thì sau ông đó có nói như sau.
And then Mr. Bob Destate has said.
Xin ông an tâm, chúng tôi giữ hết sức cẩn mật. Nhưng về bên phía hội, tức là ông Van Ata, thì không rõ kỳ vừa rồi nói gì về new letter mà tôi hỏi dịch nghĩa. Thì ông không nói gì tiếp theo, chỉ nói vậy thôi. Thì là cho là có thể về phía bên ông Van Ata sẽ làm tiết lộ ra ngoài.
Đưa cho nhà báo.
Vâng.
I repeated that he must keep absolute confidentiality because my life is on the line, and he understands that. But then Mr. Bob Destate told me that sure, he keeps confidential, but my Van Ata has a newsletter, and I didn't quite understand, but I think he implied that Mai Văn A Ta will publish it in his newsletter. Rồi sao mà có cái vụ mà nói rằng muốn biết Nguyễn Hữu Định thì phải kêu máy của anh ta sao đó.
À, và
phải trả lại
tôi thì cũng biết. Thế thì tôi có hỏi ông đó, có nói với tôi rằng thì là ông đó hỏi Seiya, hỏi về địa chỉ của tôi và số phone của tôi, nhưng ông Vanata trả lời là không biết và cứ hỏi ông Nguyễn Hữu Định.
He told me CIA asked my Vanata for Mr. Lee's, for my phone and my address. And CIA asked Mai Van Atta, and Mai Van Atta say he does not know, but if CIA wants Mr. Lee's my phone number, he can ask me who did about it.
Okay. How did Bob Destat and the other DIA men treat you?
Bob Destat đối xử với ông thì ra như thế nào?
Dạ, thưa, rất đàng hoàng, lịch sự.
It's very nicely, it's very courteous, it's very polite.
Did they intimidate you in any way, or threaten you, or make you feel that in any way you could be in danger?
Có khi nào mà làm cho ông có cảm giác rằng là nghĩa là hăm dọa, hay là làm cho ông có cảm giác rằng là nếu mà ông nói ra thì có cái sự nghĩa là nguy hiểm hay là cái gì cho ông không?
Dạ không, hoàn toàn không có. Nhưng có một vấn đề này thì tôi thấy hơi buồn cười với cái sự nhận xét của tôi.
Thì ông đó,
ông đó có nói rằng thì là tôi không bảo đảm với ông về vấn đề xin gia hạn thông hành ở đây. Thì tôi có trả lời như sau, tôi bật cười quá. Và tôi nói rằng thì là cái việc là các ông cần tôi để hỏi thì tôi ở lại, chứ còn đâu có thành vấn đề.
Mr. Bob Destat has mentioned that I do not guarantee that you can obtain an extension of your visa, and he found that it's a little bit
không có hứa.
Bob Destat say he would not promise that Mr. Lee would get an extension of his visa, and Mr. Lee was a little find that is a little bit ironic, because in his opinion, if the defense would like him to stay here to give the information, then he stays, but otherwise, you know, he does not wish. And that's very true. You see, when Bob Destat called me in the morning, he reproached me. Of the state saying that Mr. Lee has been here for a long time, and I know he contacted you a month ago. How come that you did not report to us and wait until the day that his visa is almost expiring? Why did you wait that long, you see? And then second, he always say that Mr. Lee does not need you. He is a very honorable person. He can go directly and talk to us. He never wanted you to be there, and that sort of thing. It's really not true. You see,
So Mr. Destat implied that the only reason why Mr. Lee was coming forward with the information was because he wanted to stay in this country a little bit longer.
Maybe, but Mr. Lee has been telling me since 1 month before that if you want to talk to me, you better do it right away, because at the end of the month I have to go home. But because we delayed too long.
This is what Mr.
Right, a little bit.
Destat implied.
Right, a little bit. Not really very strongly, but that's
but
that.
Just implied.
Right. But the most important implication, I think, is that implying that both Mihudin and he, because Mihudin, I'm the sponsor of Mihudin. Mihudin wrote to the league and also live sighting in Southeast Asia, and I sponsor Mihudin come here, and Mihudin has been under intensive defense interrogation for good heavens, I don't know, maybe a week, maybe 10 days, maybe longer. Huh? And the implication when say, Mike Van Ata say that if you don't know where Mr. Lee is, ask Wahuddin. Implication is that I invented both men, you see?
And both men are in collusion with one another on live sightings.
Right.
That they are
with me. Because,
with you, yes.
Yeah, because when he asked about Mr. Lee, then he always, Dick Kuno Boy, when he called, he didn't identify himself who it was. I thought it was CIA. And Dick Kuno Boy say, is Mr. Lee staying with you? And I say, no, he's staying with his relatives. And then he asked, can I get his phone number? And I say, yeah, sure. And I gave it to him right away. You know, there's no reason why I would not, because my Van Ata told me that somebody by that name wouldn't call me and that person wouldn't conduct the interview. And I see no reason. But somehow they imply, as he just mentioned to you, that my Van Ata told the CIA man, who that is, I don't know. Maybe that's a man by the name of Bob again, but not Bob the State, another Bob from CIA who passed on the information to Dick Kuno Boy. That Mike Van Ata told that Bob, who's supposed to be from CIA, that if he could not get a hold of Mr. Lee or could not obtain the telephone number of Mr. Lee, then call Wahuddin, who is also a another source of live sighting.
Two questions for you, Mrs. An.
Hmm.
Number one, neither refugee knew each other before they contacted you.
Yeah, no, they did not know each other at all, and I keep it as a rule, never talk about one source to the other, because later Mr. Lee was worried. You see, of course, he asked himself if they talk about Wahuddin to me, it's very likely they're going to talk about me to Wahuddin. And defense has been telling me Wahuddin has been a plan by Hanoi. If it's true that Wahuddin is a plan from Hanoi, then Mr. Lee would be in deep trouble, you see?
Okay, second question. Again, this is for the record.
Mm-hmm.
There is no collusion between either refugee and with you on the POWs.
No, they don't know each other. And my job in this is, I receive information either orally, like from Mr. Lee, who never wanted to talk over the phone, or even never wanted to send letters. He wanted to talk to me face to face. And Wahuddin, he wrote and I translate. My role has always been that translating letters for those refugees who give the information and forward it for evaluation for defense, from defense, but through Lee or through members. I don't want to give directly to defense, but I have no idea who they were who would write to us, and I don't guarantee who they were. I didn't know who they were before. That is my job, is to translate and help with translation, help put people together. But an evaluation of the information, that is a job that's beyond my means, you see. Somebody else has to evaluate that. But I think it's very unprofessional from the part of Bob the State to mention openly to one refugee about another refugee. That would create the fear from the refugee who hear that the request for confidentiality will not be respected, because the request for confidentiality of Wahuddin was not respected, and just about a couple of minutes before. So it's very obvious that he of course understands that if Wahuddin needs confidentiality, then his name is blown up.
Ask Mr. Lee if he is concerned, if he is worried that his confidentiality will not be honored by Bob Destat.
muốn hỏi ông đó, sau khi mà ông kia nói về Nguyễn Hữu Định mà ông có, hay là sau cái buổi họp rồi đó, ông có sợ rằng anh Bob Distay đó anh không có giữ mà bí mật hay không, ông có sợ không?
Tôi cũng không nghĩ gì cả, tôi hoàn toàn không nghĩ gì cả. Tôi nghĩ rằng thì là bắt buộc họ phải giữ bí mật, tại vì họ cần tôi là có những tin tức xác thực. Chứ nếu mà họ không giữ an ninh cho tôi thì tôi, nếu mà tôi chết rồi thì đâu có ai cho những cái tin tức xác thực.
Yeah. When I don't have any idea, but in my opinion, they need the information. If they don't respect my request for confidentiality, and then I might get my life in jeopardy, they would never get any more information. Even if I get my life, if I die, it does not serve any of their purposes.
Okay, a question about the POWs that you saw. What kind of health were they in?
Thì mấy cái người tù binh mà ông gặp đó, theo như ông nghĩ về cái tình trạng sức khỏe của họ thì ra sao? Nói là đại.
Dạ, thưa bà và quý vị, tôi đứng trông xa và khoảng độ trên dưới 300 thước, nhưng mà không có cái gì là gầy gò quá đâu, người nào cũng chung chung vậy, nhưng mà không có to lớn mập mạp như những người Hoa Kỳ mà tôi trông thấy ở nước Mỹ bây giờ, hay là ở thủ đô Hà Nội bây giờ.
I saw about 300 meters away, so not all of them thinner than the average Americans here. You see, they're not as tall or handy as the Americans I saw here. They thinner in general. They are more solid state than Americans I saw here.
They were all men, and were any of them amputees?
Tất cả mấy người đó đều là đàn ông hết, mà có người nào cụt chân cụt tay không?
Dạ không, không có người nào bị thương cả, vẫn di chuyển bình thường.
I have not noticed anyone who is amputee.
Và tôi không có thấy người nào già hay là lũ khụ mà không đi nổi.
I didn't see anyone who is mid-age or old.
Tại vì khi mà họ ra lệnh cho lên xe đấy thì người nào cũng tự đi lên lấy được như thường.
When I saw that the bộ đội, the Vietnamese force gave them order to precipitate, to rush them into the car, all of them were climbing in the car and they could do it themselves, and I saw that they young, not old.
They would be about my age, or maybe a little older.
Tuổi sao? Có phải tuổi thì tính như tuổi cỡ bà này không?
Chắc. Thế bà tuổi cũng vào xích xoát 40 cho đến trên 50, chứ tôi không có thấy gì người nào già lũ khổ cả.
He would say somewhere his guess from 40 to 50, no one older than that. No one.
Good.
Maybe a little over 50, but not all men, no.
I'm going to stop the tape for just a minute. Okay, Mrs. An, would you ask Mr. Lee, or can you tell me, how long did Mr. Lee talk with Bob Distat and the other DIA men?
Cái hôm bữa mà ông Bob Distat mà phỏng vấn ông đó thì có ông nào ngồi đó mà nói chuyện chừng bao lâu không nói?
Thưa bà, có ông nói tiếng Pháp á.
It's the person who spoke French. That is Mr. Dick Conoboy. Spoke French.
Và thưa bà, nói từ lúc mà bà trở về đó, tôi đến độ hơn một giờ trưa thì ngưng, và chúng tôi đi ăn cơm xong rồi là về.
They talked to me from the time you left. That is, we came there 9 o'clock on the dot. We talked introduction for half an hour. So it was from 9:30 to 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And we went to have lunch.
Okay, Mrs. An, can you tell me who the other two DIA men were that talked with Mr. Lee in addition to Bob Distat?
Mr. Shub Trowbridge came in to shake hands with us. And he introduced himself as the assistant deputy, the deputy chief of service of the investigation service for POWs MIAs. And Mr. Trobrich commended me for the article that he saw 2-3 days before in the Washington Post. He commended me for being a very staunch anti-communist. And then he went out, and Mr. Dick Conoboy came in, shook hands, and talked French with Mr. Lee, and Mr. Dick Conoboy stayed on until Bob Destay and me left. When we left, go down, so that I went home.
Okay, so it was primarily Dick and I can't even think now.
when Bob Destay the whole time, Dick Conoboy came in after maybe 15 minutes we started, and he stayed until the end. Shuk Trobrich came in at the very end, shakes hand, stay maybe 5 minutes and walk out.
Okay, I had asked you earlier to ask Mr. Lee, did he feel threatened at all by Bob Destay?
Cái trọn trong cái buổi mà nói chuyện đó có khúc nào mà ông có cái cảm giác rằng ông bị hăm dọa hay là khủng bố tinh thần do những cái lời nói?
Dạ, tôi thì tôi không nghĩ như vậy, tại vì tôi thấy là tôi nghĩ rằng quý vị trong hội người cựu chiến binh Hoa Kỳ cũng như Ngũ Giác Đài cần đến tôi. Nếu mà hăm dọa tôi thì tôi đâu có cộng tác, tôi đâu có giúp đỡ. Thành ra tôi không nghĩ như vậy, còn không biết là có những cái gì bí ẩn gì ở trong thì tôi không rõ.
I didn't think that it was a direct threat to me, because in my opinion, if I'm being threatened, then I stop the giving the information and is they who will be, you know. So I really don't think. But is there anything secret threat that between you? I don't know.
Let me ask this then. When Mr. Lee was told not to talk to Bob Cressman or Mike Vanatta or anyone else, to you, to anybody else, about his sightings of live men, and it is my understanding that he was told that DIA would keep his confidentiality, but the rest of us would talk openly about him and what he saw and what he's come forward with. Did he feel threatened with that? Was he uncomfortable with that?
Cái khi mà ông Bob Destay mà ông nói với ông đó, ông nói tôi á thì tôi giữ kín đáo ông Bob Destay, nhưng mà bà anh á bà nói cho nhà báo ha, mà Bob Destay Bob Cressman á nói nhà báo, rồi ông mới hỏi Bob Cressman là ai, tôi mới nói đó là ông chủ tịch hội gia đình. Mai Văn Ata thì nói với nhà báo, mà ông nói với tôi, tức là Bob Destay, thì tôi giữ kỹ. Thì cái khi đó ông không có cái cảm giác rằng là đó là mấy người đó họ nói như vậy.
You keep.
Đó là mấy người đó, ông Bob Destay ông nói như vậy là
tôi nghĩ rằng thì là lúc đó đó.
Turn it over. Okay, Mr. Sang.
Tôi nghĩ rằng lúc đó không hiểu tại sao mà ông ở Ngũ Giác Đài nói chuyện với tôi mà lại có vẻ hằn học với bà anh cũng như bà Vanata, ông Vanata và ông gì đó, ông gì là chủ tịch ở Florida đó. Đại khái như vậy.
Bob Cressman. I was very surprised because I didn't understand why Bob Destay was so angry against you when he talked to me explaining. When I request for confidentiality, he showed so much anger against you, against Mai Van Atta and the president of the National Forget Me Not, Mr. Cressman.
Và tôi không hiểu rõ là giữa hội cựu chiến binh Hoa Kỳ, bà anh và Ngũ Giác Đài có cái gì có vẻ như là không có được ăn khớp với nhau. Thành ra mới nói như vậy.
I felt that between the National Forget Me Not, Mrs. Ann, and Mr. Maiva, I thought it's something that does not get into fit together nicely. There's something wrong. In there. I was surprised. You see, for one thing, I never, when I bring somebody like that to defense, I never told him what Baptist state is bad or what. You know, I make a rule never tell him things like that. See, he's supposed to give an interview to Baptist state. If I'm telling him Baptist state is going
you
to...
You do not color anybody's opinion about someone else.
I would never say anything. So he was so surprised when Baptist state was so angry at me, he couldn't understand. He thought that we worked together.
Mrs.
And he didn't say anything.
Did you feel uncomfortable for Mr. Lee? Did you feel that he was in any kind of danger, either implied or real, from the way that Bob Destat was acting and talking?
Oh yeah, I think it was very cruel from the part of Bob Destat to just stand somebody who is so afraid of a lack of observance of confidentiality to go straight ahead and say she already gave it to the press. Of course, in my opinion, it's very cruel to tell Mr. Lee that when Mr. Lee just finished asking Bob Destat and also in front of me, tell Bob Destat that he needs that Bob Destat would observe absolute confidentiality because his life is on the line. He has to go back to Vietnam. And immediately after that, Bob Destat wouldn't tell Mr. Lee and me in Vietnamese and repeating, no, I'm not going to give to anybody, but Mrs. N, she gave it to the press. Maiva Atta, he gave it to the press. And Bob Christman, he gave it to the press. And repeating several times. And when he pointed to me again and say, Mrs. N, she gave it to the press. She just did it a couple of weeks ago. And I say, be specific. Tell me a case.
He told half truth.
And then I asked him, tell me a specific name, the name of the person I gave to the press. And he said, no, national security, I can tell you. But then he said, when you gave it to the press, don't think the press don't call me. You gave to NBC and NBC called me. You gave to ABC, ABC called me. So I already knew which case he mentioned, although he never wanted. That is the case of that person in France, you see?
When we were talking a few minutes ago when the tape recorders were turned off, you told me, and I would like you to confirm this for the record, that when Bob Destat was making these comments, that he and DIA would hold Mr. Lee's confidentiality, but that you and Bob Cressman and Mike Venata would all take it to the press and publicize it, so that the implied threat here was that Mr. Lee was safe with DIA. Mr. Lee was not safe with anybody else. So this was the threat that Mr. Destat was...
Right. Immediately after, Bob Destat repeated to Mr. Lee that Mrs. N gave to the press and mentioned about ABC calling him. Of course, Mr. Lee told me, if that is the case, I stop here. Ông nhớ không, cái lúc đó mà khi anh Bob Destat, anh nói với tôi, nói rằng bà anh bà đưa cho nhà báo, ông nói nếu mà bà anh đưa nhà báo là tôi bây giờ tôi ngưng đây, không có tiếp tục nữa. Ông bây giờ ông nói lại dùm vậy
dạ,
đi.
Vâng,
ông,
rồi.
Ông nói là vậy
tôi
đi.
Có nói khi mà ông Bob đã nói rằng là bà anh có đưa nhà báo, với ông Vanata có đưa nhà báo, tôi nói rằng là nếu mà như vậy, tức là quý vị đã không cần dùng đến tôi nữa, không cần nhờ tôi cho những cái tin tức xác thực nữa, thì thôi tôi coi như là cái chuyện này cắt đứt khỏi nói chuyện gì nữa.
And I asked, when Mr. Lee say so, then I asked, in order to show Mr. Lee that I didn't do that, I asked Bob Destat, be specific, name the name. In order I can answer, if he accused me of giving to the press, how can I answer? But Bob Destat say it's national security.
He hid behind national security.
Yeah, and then I told him that whatever I do of Bob Cressman or Myron Atta, we don't ask him to be responsible for that. all what we ask him is that he, on his side, to be responsible for keeping security, for keeping confidential. But we don't ask him to be responsible for what I'm doing with the information or what my father is going to do with it. I make it sure. And he understands that too. And of course, Bob the State was angry because I make the difference and he understands. Bodhisattva becoming angrier and angrier. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. And then I also say that what I'm concerned is that under the Freedom of Information Act, that he might release information, because I hear Maivan Atta say that he might release information under the Freedom of Information Act. Release my name and release the name of all the sources. And then Bob Desai say, no, no, it's something somewhere else, not from my office. And for since 1980, it's unclassified. It's no longer getting out anywhere. I explained to him what Freedom of Information Act was. When he understood that, he say, no, no, if this is the case, I don't want to have anything anymore to do it. Cái hồi mà nói, họ có nghĩa là cái vụ mà Freedom of Information Act đó, tôi có nghĩa cho ông nghe đó, chứ ông nói nếu mà cái sự nó như vậy là tôi không có cộng tác nữa.
Dạ, tôi nói là nếu mà có sự gì xảy ra mà tức là tin bị tung ra ngoài không giữ bí mật cho tôi mà cái